RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to go Josh Allen. And here's the deal. Like, Josh Allen to me is Superman, right? Like, he does significantly more with less. If you look at his receiving core versus what Jalen Hurts has, you would say advantage there, right? And so when I look at Josh Allen's, he has put this team on his back a number of times. They have literally one of the worst, if not the worst, run defense in the NFL. And for him to be carrying this team into the playoffs, and literally, y'all, when you look at the AFC, they have a real shot. If their defense can just band-aid it, yep, they got a shot. And why? Because of Josh Allen.
Okay, so that's Jeff Saturday there. I don't disagree with a lot of what he said. I think, though, that there's this – let's be fair and honest here, right? We did this last year when it was Josh against Lamar for the MVP, and so many Bills fans said, well, wait a minute, Lamar's got Derrick Henry with him. Folks, Josh doesn't have just nothing with him, right? He does. I agree with what he's saying there about look at the receiving core. We all know that the Bills have a challenged wide receiver group, right? Especially on the outside. He also has the league leading rusher with him. So it's not like he's void of talent around him. He has that. So I think it's a nuanced conversation here, because you're talking about what Josh needs to do compared to other players when he says he's got to do more. He's got to do more with less. That is true at the wide receiver spot. He also has more at the running back spot than most have. But you're not asking Josh Allen to run the – I mean, you're asking him to run the ball, but he's handing the ball off to James Cook. When it comes time, though, to pass, then you're certainly asking him to do more than you are most other quarterbacks in the league who have more at their disposal to throw to. That's where the nuanced conversation comes in. That's a debate, I believe, they were talking, Jeff Saturday, about Hurts and Allen, right, and who you'd rather have. And, I mean, I don't know. Would anybody really – is somebody going to take Jalen Hurts over Josh Allen? I don't think so. That's no disrespect to Jalen Hurts. He's been tremendous. But I couldn't see it. I mean, Josh Allen is just such a unique unicorn that – the things that he can do compared to everybody else at his size, especially. And his availability, too, is a big thing. And this week, we're monitoring that availability. It shouldn't be an issue for him to play on Sunday, from everything we're told by Sean McDermott, by Josh Allen himself. But we're going to hear from the Bills head coach here, hopefully during this half hour, sometime soon and shortly. So keep it right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. On a Buffalo Football Friday, Sal Capaccio with you here. It's a holiday Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. Talked with Paul Hamilton last half hour. In case you missed that, check it out on demand at WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. Sabres home tomorrow night to the Boston Bruins. We'll have pregame for you at 6. The puck drops at 7 downtown. And, of course, all day long on Sunday, Bills-Eagles on WGR and the Bills Radio Network. And, of course, that's a 4:25 p.m. kick. Now, before we get to that 4:25 p.m. kick, you're going to have a game with the Patriots and Jets that I don't think many people are expecting to turn out other than the Patriots winning. But it is still a game to pay attention to because it's the NFL and you never know. And the 3-12 Jets at home under a guy like Aaron Glenn with their final home game of the year are going to want to play spoiler. They're going to do anything they can to try and beat the Patriots. I don't know if they can. I don't think they can. They don't have enough, but all it takes is a break here, a break there. A big run, an interception, whatever. That's what it takes. So I know you'll be dialed into that at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Did I hear right? That's a Fox game? Patriots-Jets is a Fox game, I heard. Is that right? I think I heard that from Joe this morning. Think about that. That means, I mean, it's weird, right? I know networks have different games now and they cross over the conferences. Patriots, Jets on Fox. Bills, Dolphins was on Fox, I think, like this last year or this year, whatever. But Patriots, Jets on Fox. Bills, Eagles on Fox. Like three of the AFC East teams are on Fox. And you're going to get that at 1 o'clock. And then you're going to get the Bills. But, of course, we're going to be on the radio call. So Chris Brown, Eric Wood, and myself here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. 4:25 p.m. kick. You're going to know the result of that Patriots, Jets game. And I guess we just think about if it were to happen, right? If it were to happen, what the atmosphere would be like inside Highmark Stadium leading up to that game. Pretty amazing. We'll get a weather check on that, by the way, after Sean McDermott joins us as well. From our guy, Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Tony is in West Seneca next, though. Hi, Tony. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, Sal. I'm your Highmark Stadium historian here.
All right.
Just wanted to say that next week we play the Jets. That was the first game the Bills ever played at Rich Stadium. And the second game tomorrow was against the Eagles. And I remember the game against the Eagles. We won 27-26. Amazing game. O.J. Simpson against Roman Gabriel. Tom Dempsey was kicking for the Eagles. And, man, he missed a chip shot at the end of that game. I still can remember it. 27-26, the Bills won.
You have a great memory. I'm looking at it right now. That was October 7th, 1973. You're right. It was the second game. Dempsey a 51-yarder. Dempsey a 22-yarder. Dempsey a 14-yarder. Dempsey a 19-yarder. And then you're saying he missed one after that, huh?
He missed one. It was so short, I can't even tell you. It couldn't have been more than 20 yards, but it was at the other end of the field, and I couldn't see it. And when he missed it, my dad and I just looked at each other like, oh, my God,
what's crazy,
it.
Think about this now for a minute, Tony, okay? Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, the goalpost used to be at the goal line, not in the back of the end zone, right? So in this game, Tom Dempsey kicked a 14-yard field goal. That's impossible now. You can't even do that.
You're right. And it was just so funny because, here's Dempsey with the record for the longest field goal ever. And, Roman Gabriel being there was amazing. It was an amazing game. And they've had other amazing games with Philly, too, like the time Randall Cunningham was here in the 90s. So
we talked about that one. And do you know, I'm going to give you another thing about this game. I'm looking at the box score, the one you're talking about, the first year ever at this current stadium. In this game, the Bills win with Joe Ferguson going 6-for-9 for 63 yards.
Yeah, that was back then. It was O.J. left, O.J. right, O.J. up the middle. That's all they did.
That's all you needed to do, 171 yards on the day. Really
right,
good memories,
before, when they won the opener, it was 9-7. I mean, they had was three field goals.
Well, that's what they had to do to win back then. So thanks a lot.
We'll take it any way we can. Hey, have a happy new year.
You too, Tony. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Seth. Bye.
You got it, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm laughing, kind of looking at the box score like, oh, my God, 6-of-9 for less than 70 yards passing, and they won the game. Right? That's like that Derek Anderson game with Cleveland when he came to.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Buffalo. There's some in my first. Do you have first Eagles Bills memory, Dan? Like, what's your first? You think, okay, Eagles Bills. What's the first thing like you remember about those two teams playing each other? Do you have one?
Man,
there was a classic a couple years ago when the Bills went and if Gabe Davis turns the right way or Josh throws it over the right shoulder, whichever way you want to look at it, they leave Philly with an overtime
right,
win.
Right, you got the overtime win.
Yeah.
But then I remember, I think it was the first matchup after the LeSean McCoy, Kiko Alonso trade.
Oh, yeah.
And Philly barely squeaked it out. And I was looking back at it. It's like Mark Sanchez was the starting quarterback.
23-20 in Philly. You know what I remember about that? That was in December. And it was unseasonably warm in Philly. It was like a really nice like December day in Philly that day, and they just shut down LeSean McCoy. He had nowhere to run that game, and that was like LeSean's return. 20 for 74 yards is what he had.
Yeah, and I remember that game. Mike Gillisley gets a touchdown that you never would have thought. 19-yarder.
So that's the first. Okay, I remember that, yep. The Eagles, like I said, the Eagles came here in October of 11. It was like an unseasonably warm game, as I remember that. But that's the game at the very end. The Bills run a hard count, and the Eagles jump off sides, and the Bills keep the ball, and they win it by a touchdown. And they beat the so it was the middle of October there, October 9th, 2011, in that one. My first one, now I will tell you, for some reason, like, I remember games from 83, 84. Like, I'm, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and they did play in 84, and they did play in 85. Two losses. But I don't really remember those games. The Bills were 2-14 in those years, back-to-back 84 and 85. They lose to the Eagles those years. The first one I really remember is the finale in 87. So in this game, Cornelius Bennett had just been traded to the Bills, okay, Halloween. And in this game, Cornelius Bennett had, I think, like four sacks or something like that. It was incredible. He was all over the place. And the Bills, it didn't matter. The Bills lost the game. Then Bennett, four sacks. Yeah, four sacks in this game. Three forced fumbles. He had four sacks and three forced fumbles. The Bills lose. This was the finale of 87. The Bills were out of it. 17-7. That's the first time I ever heard the term run for the bus. I'm like, what does that mean? It meant that the player's like, just get out of here. And I remember somebody like calling the radio, like WGR after him, like, yeah, everybody but Cornelius Bennett was running for the bus. And I'm like, what does that mean? Oh, I was a kid, right? Oh, they were just trying to get out of there and go home because the season's over. Bennett, though, he had just come to Buffalo a month before. Four sacks. That's the first Bills-Eagles game I really remember, which is weird because in 84 and 85, I was dialed in and they weren't very good, but the Bills lost a couple of times. Once in 84, they lose 27-17 at home. And once in 85, they go to Philly and lose 21-17. Last time these two teams played, 37-34 in overtime. I'm sure you all remember in Philly, in the drizzle, rain. Bills get the ball about 20 seconds left. They decide not to try to score. Probably not a good decision. You could have gone down there. Maybe something bad happens. I get it. Like, why? But fans are upset. They go to overtime. They could have won it. All of a sudden, there is a throw to Gabe Davis where he turns the wrong way or Josh throws it on the wrong shoulder, whichever. Could have been a touchdown. It's not. Bills kick a field goal. Eagles come down. They score. Jalen Hurts runs it in to win the game. This was also a game where I remember the officiating was very, very suspect in this game. Very suspect. Was that Sean Hockley's crew, if I remember? Like, this is a Sean Hockley game.
Yeah,
yes.
It might have been.
Oh, yeah, it was. It totally was. I'm going to look at it right now. I remember, in fact, who is it? Andrew Brandt, who's on X and used to be with the Packers and all that. Andrew Brandt actually, during the game, literally wrote something on Twitter to the effect of, what did Sean McDermott ever do to Sean Hockley? Like, because he was like, oh my God, this is terrible. There was a horse collar they didn't call Josh Allen, right? Oh yeah, I remember that. You know what got me mad that game?
I'm on the sidelines. And at one point, it was like 8 penalties to nothing, Bills, like, getting all the penalties. And I'm like, and I said to somebody who was an employee of, like, one of the Eagles sideline, like, the flag guy or something like that. Somebody like that. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Like, 8 penalties against the Bills, none against the Eagles. What's going on here? And he looked at me dead serious and goes, well, they should stop committing them. I'm like, what are you doing? What? Oh, man, I was mad.
That's killer.
Oh, my God.
That's killer.
Bills lost that one. That was a tough one. Big game this week for both teams. The Eagles are not locked into the 3. They can get the 2. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about how they want to play things, how the Bills want to play things the next 2 weeks. And the Bills are still alive for the division, of course. But we'll get an injury update from Sean McDermott. He joins me after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.